With COVID cases surging nationwide, many people are increasingly falling prey to a rising tide of misleading and false content. Many of us get our news from social media posts. The rapid dissemination of false information on social media has recently gained a lot of coverage in the media.
You have tuned in to KJC Radio, and I am going to walk you through the audio documentary on dissemination of fake news on social media, produced by the Department of Media Studies of Kristo Jayanti College.
Fake news used to be a relatively uncommon problem. Over the last decade, and especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, increasing consumption of news and articles has caused misinformation to run wild. It seems more difficult than ever to separate trustworthy from misleading sources. The transparency and timeliness of social media have aided the spread of disinformation, such as rumors, spam, and fake news. How to spot misinformation in social media has become a major issue, as shown by recent cases of misinformation. About 2/3 of adults in India read news from social media, with 20% doing so on a regular basis, according to reports. Despite the fact that dissemination of misinformation has been studied in journalism, the transparency of social networking sites combined with the capacity of automation allows misinformation to spread quickly to a wider number of people, posing unparalleled challenges.
Now, I would like to welcome Elizabeth George. She's working as a broadcast journalist with New Year News for the past 8 months. Today, we will be talking about the prevalence of fake news and its threat to the society.
Basically, everything has a good side and a bad side, according to me. And social media, yes, it is, it has been really helpful, really informative. But at the same time, there is a threat also, which is not really unknown to people. People know that there is a huge threat that they would be facing. For instance, the identity theft that has taken place a lot of times. Then there are these political agendas that are carried out. Then even businessmen do some kind of agenda where there is kind of issues that happens where people are really they are influenced by ads or kind of information that is forwarded on the social media as such. In short, fabricated news, yes. So social media, it can be both. It can be a safe platform while it is unsafe also. And some of the signs to tell whether a news is fake or not is, first of all, you have to look for the source. So if it is a really credible news, you will get to know about the source of a source from where it is coming. And so firstly, you have to check for the source. If there is no source that is mentioned, it has a higher chance of being a fake news. And especially those news or those messages that are forwarded on WhatsApp, where most of the time there is no such source mentioned. So there can be a lot of reasons or agendas behind the people who create fake news. So first one being the ad revenues. For instance, there are a lot of fake news links or websites that are shared, and when you click it, you're directed to some page where this information is given. So for every click, the person who creates it or the owner of that particular article or that particular website earns some amount of money. With the coming up of social media, people tend to depend on the news or pieces of information that are circulated there. And they don't, if there is a piece of information that is being spread, they don't even give it a second thought, whether it is true or not, whether it is a genuine piece of information or not. They just keep spreading it. So that is how social media is more, it is more exposed to this spread of this fake news, as we call it. Globally, if you want to check, for international news as well, there are these websites called the AP Fact Check, that is the Associated Press Fact Check. Then there is a fact check. These are the two. And then there is Duke Reporters Lab. So these three are the ones I can recall for online fact checking website where you can actually check the genuinity of a piece of information or news that has been there. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking out your valuable time to help us understand more about this concept. I hope this was really informative to our listeners as well. In conclusion, instead of spreading fake news, your goal should be to ignore and avoid it. Not all social media have clearly defined guidelines for fake news. But if misinformation is abusive or harmful, you should report it. Further, I would like to thank our listeners for listening to us today. You are tuned in to KJC Radio, signing off.